Hi, folks. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game here at Ebbets Field, brought to you by your favorite Post cereals and their terrific new teammate, Post Sugar Crisp. Yes, sir. Post is right back to bring you the Dodgers again as they take on the Boston Braves in the first of a three-game series here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA. This is the old redhead, Red Barber, saying a high hello to you, and Connie Desmond will be along here in a few minutes between the two of us while we'll send you the play-by-play. And your seat right bang behind home plate is reserved thanks to your loyalty to Post Cereals and to your all-out cheers for a sensational new Post Sugar Crisp. So, with Post as our host, let's see what's going on the docket. Oh, man, it couldn't be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness. This is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles and free tickets to the circus. Anyhow, we'll have a repetition of a fine pitching struggle that took place for its first copy up at Boston earlier this year. Joe Hatton, left-hander for the Dodgers, and Vern Bickford, right-hander for the Braves. They met at Boston, and Hatton pitched a two-hit shutout to beat Bickford and the Braves, and thereby Mr. Hatton earned himself the award, which comes to fellows who deliver shutouts, the same as those who hit home runs. A case of Post Sugar Crisp. All right, let's go over the batting orders. Oh, the sun shines bright in Kentucky and right here in Brooklyn, too. It's a lovely afternoon. For the Braves, who have not won a game in the two they've played with Brooklyn this year, Jethro is leading off in center field. Sam Jethro. Earl Torgerson is hitting second at first base. Bobby Elliott, the big third baseman, bats third. Sid Gordon, the ex-Giant, a Brooklyn boy who lives no more than a couple of blocks right out back of right field here at Ebbets Field. And he's wreaked a lot of vengeance on the Dodgers. Gordon in left field for the Braves. The umpire is now walking out, three of them. Willard Marshall, another ex-Giant, is in right. Walker Cooper, who was just recently traded, you'll recall, from the Cincinnati Ball Club. Cooper catching. Sisti at second base, S-I-S-T-I, Sibby Sisti. Buddy Carr, who came in at 4-for-2 deal with the Giants. Carr's at short. And Bickford, who hasn't won and lost three times, is on the mound. Lifetime, he's beaten the Dodgers three times, lost to them once. Batting order for the Braves as the meeting at home plate takes place now between Captain Pee Wee Reese of the Dodgers, the three umpires, and Billy Southworth of Boston. Reese is leading off for Brooklyn, playing short, of course. George Schuber is in left field. Duke Snider in center. Jackie Robinson at second base, hitting fourth. Paul Perello, the Redding Rifle, in right, batting fifth. Big Gil Hodges with those meat hooks for hands at first base. Billy Cox at third. Bruce Edwards is catching to give Campanella a little more rest there with that torn muscle in his leg. And the pitcher is Joe Hatton. The umpire is Larry Getz, back of the plate, calling balls and strikes. His two associates on the bases will be Lou Jorda, stationed at first, Frank Dascoli at third. That's the original station before you have any base runner. After the base umpire shift, depending and reflecting upon how many men you've got on when you've got it. Now, we were just giving you the book and batting order a moment ago. Talking about the Dodgers, well, you asked them. And they'll tell you that it's good to be champ, but that it's better to stay champ. And because they want to keep that pennant flying right here at Ebbets Field, they're mighty careful about physical condition. Ask an expert like Jake Pitler. Old Sugarfoot Jake, the Dodgers' peppery first base coach. What's that involved? And he'll tell you, a friend, you'll never get to first base and talk to me in any conditioning program unless you start with the right kind of meal. Jake got a point there for every one of us. Remember, friends, you just aren't eating the right kind of meals unless you start with a proper breakfast. One that includes fruit, bread and butter, beverage, and cereal. And that's what you should have to get a bright start every new day. When you're choosing that cereal for your breakfast, you make that cereal a nourishing post-cereal. So do yourself a favor here. Eat a better breakfast every livelong morning with your favorite post cereal included. discussion going on at home plate, going over the ground rules. Whenever you have the first game of a series in a ballpark, and especially if teams have not been in the park in some time, the Braves haven't been here since last year, why then you have to go over the ground rules. For example, the umpires and the two team representatives must be in thorough agreement as to whether a ball is in play at this particular point of real estate and whether it is out of play there. What about a thrown ball here? What about a pitch ball there? What about a ball that gets up against the bench out there in the bullpen? What about a ball by the exit gate in right center field? What about a ball that may get down in that queer little corner in left field where you have an angle of seats that jut right down? What about this green here that's 20 feet high on top of this 20-foot concrete wall? Suppose you hit a ball through there. Suppose a ball bounces back to the scoreboard and comes out on the playing field. Now, those are the things that they discuss. Maybe you've often wondered, what do those guys do when they get up there and talk? Ask each other where to have dinner? No, it isn't that at all. It's just the business of a thorough understanding. And you can never go wrong if you've got a thorough understanding beforehand. Some of the bitter arguments that come up from baseball are on situations that come up that were not canvassed in the pregame discussion and are not covered by the ground rules. And as far as ground rules for each park are concerned, each manager makes out the ground rules for his own park. In other words, it is the job of the Boston Braves to understand what the ground rules are as set up by the Dodgers here at Ebbets Field. When Brooklyn goes to Boston, they then have to understand what are the ground rules that the Braves have undertaken to put in their ballpark. Now, first base umpire Jorda walking down the line toward his sector. Big Frank Descoli going down toward third. Billy Southworth, who's his own third base coach, going down there. And in just a second, the Brooklyn club will go out and take the field and will be off. It's always news about anything in Brooklyn, especially the Dodgers. A ball game is always news. I don't think it's news that we've got a fine crowd. Boy, they come here. I mean. However, it is news, and it's wonderful news. This weather. Boy, this is the afternoon of the trip. Now the Dodgers got to take the field. Brooklyn opening up its first real homestand. Tomorrow is a single game at 2 o'clock. Then Monday night, the Braves here at 9. Then the Western clubs come in, led by the Cardinals, who will be here Tuesday, Wednesday night, and Thursday afternoon. And Thursday will be Ladies' Day. Never a dull day for the Dodgers, and certainly never on Ladies' Day. Pittsburgh is in for a night game Friday next week. Saturday game a week from today. And then next Sunday, May 21, it is Cincinnati, remaining for Monday night, May 22. Then the Cubs, the 23rd, 24th, 25th, and on the 24th, a night game. Now the Star Spangled Banner. Just played its song, the national anthem, which is a custom here in Brooklyn for every ball game that is played, not just special occasions. The Dodgers are afield, in their white home suits, trimmed in light blue, which is called Brooklyn Blue. Joe Hatton on the mound. Won a game, which was a shutout, two-hit affair at Boston at the expense of the Braves. Hatton has been uniformly successful since he got into the league against Boston. He's beaten him 10 times. He has 4 reversals. Bruce Edwards catching. Hatton at first base. Jackie Robinson, now a motion picture star, is at second. By the way, I haven't seen the picture, but my wife got to see it at the premiere, which was held in New York last week while the Dodgers were still out on the road. And she told me what I've heard from so many other people, that it's a very excellent picture and that Robinson is fine. He plays his role extremely well on the plate. Robinson is second. Reese is short. Billy Cox is at third. The rookie, Bobby Morgan, is being rested in the bench a little bit, hoping that'll perk him up. Out in left field is George Schuber. Center fielder is Duke Snider. Right fielder, Perello. Sam Jethro, a six-hitter, has the most hits in the league. 32 of them, hitting the 352 is up. Out field toward left. Curveball is inside. Also, that was missed back to the fair, just ball one. Ball one, no strikes. The outfield is around toward left. The wind is blowing from right to left, off from first base to third. Tend to happen deals. Fastball swung on, hit down to third. Cox is up with it. The throw is over to first, and Jethro is out for 3-1 step. So, Sam Jethro, the lanky speedster, thrown out third to first. One up and one ball. Just the start of thing. That was the first batter, naturally no score. And here is Earl Torgerson. The tall, lanky, almost raw-boned, left-hand hitting first baseman. Wears glasses. Outfield back into right. He pulls. Earl hitting at 289. The tend to happen pitches. A slow curve over for a called strike. Johnny Cooney, Blender veteran, is coaching at first base for the Braves. Billy Southworth pacing along like a restless cat in a new house, coaching at third. Throw. Slow curve, low and away. Left-hand pitcher. Left-hand hitter. One and one. Not a cloud in the sky. Air is soft. Just sort of see the leaves and the buds just popping right out of the trees. 1-1 pitch. Swung on a ground ball down to second. Robinson up. Fires to first and Torgerson's out. Two up and three gone. The Dodgers, if they can win today, and if the Phillies get beat, Brooklyn can go into first place. So let's see what this means. If you look at your National League standings, you'll find out that you've got 6 teams in a bunch. All of them within breathing distance of first place, which makes a very tight race. Bob Elliott, big blonde right-hand hitting third baseman who can blast that ball. They play the fall, way out into left field. Also, the wind is blowing into left. Outfield swung drastically that way, the infield back. Elliott hitting 244. Swings and misses at a low outside curve ball. Back one. Elliott has batted in 19 runs. He leads the ball from that department. Throw, swung on, fastball, foul tip for two. Post Cereals, mighty happy to be sending you this ball game from Brooklyn. Sending it to you wherever you're listening from coast to coast. No balls, two strikes. Elliott dug in, two out, nobody on. Pitch, curve into the dirt in front of the plate. Ball one. Hatton tried to put a little too much on that, snap it off. He's also trying to pitch it low and make Buston Bob go after a bad ball. Fine crowd here, Brooklyn. One or two pitch, swung on, a line drive, hit through in the left field for a base hop. Elliott on, the ball cut by left fielder Schuler, thrown into second. First taken by Robinson, and it's the first play of the game, the first run. Now the Brooklyn boys, Sid Gordon, he's up, right-hand hitter. He's always hit well against Brooklyn, batting at 262. He leads the Braves in the matter of home runs. He's got 7. Sidney, an open stance, strong, stocky. Slow curve, high outside. Ball one. Elliott at first. down, checks the run at first, pitches. Curveball just low and inside. Ball two. 2-0. Haven't reached the sign. Now stops in his pitching move. Deals. Curve, high outside ball three. So it goes behind. 3-0. All curveballs to Jordan. Bruce Edwards, playing the swap pitcher, walked in front of the plate a couple of paces before he would return the agate. Here's a 3-0 pitch. Fastball low, ball four. Well, the first to be in the crowd on the simple infield bounces. Single by Elliott is followed by a base on ball to Gordon. And now Willie Marshall gets in. Braves are threatening with two down here in the first inning. No score. Man at first and second. Edwards out of the mound. Talking to his batter. No score happened. Marshall is a left-hand batter. Hitting 261. If in before, the outfield shifted back now to right. Outfield has been almost like he was on a shuttle train here in the first inning, where they've been switching back and forth. Various extremes on these hitters. Marshall swings from the end. Elliott beating down off second. Gordon off first. Right side of the infield back. Left side up the step. The pitch is fastball for a false strike. That one above the knees in the inside. Larry Getz. The ball and strike indicator. Jorda is now on the first base side of second. On the run is the first and second. That scorer remains on the line behind third. Secret of umpiring, of course, is to have the proper angle. Nothing in one pitch, curveball, swung on, popped up. Thrust up, reach, is under, waiting. And he loses it, the ball's up, and Elliott scores. The run is the man at first and second. Pee-wee is in his 11th year, and I have never seen him lose one before, but he lost it. He has no sunglasses, he usually wears them. He told you a few moments ago, there is not a cloud in the sky, and Reese, one of the most capable of players, in fact, Bert Schotten says that he's so good, he calls him his ringer, meaning that he's really too good for the professionals. Pee-wee lost the pop line and dropped 2 feet behind it. Pee-wee standing there, sort of wiping the tears out of his eyes, and there are tears of complete frustration, too, as well as looking into that scar. So Pee-wee, the ball has to be scored as a base hit, of course. Ball wasn't touched. We have no infield foul rule, you know, with two outs. So Elliott, who was running, scores. And there is a sun single of a simple pop fly directly at short, not too high. But Reese just lost it. When you lost it, you've lost it. And Big Walker Cooper making his first at bat now for the Braves. He's going to catch today. Patton throws, curveball low inside. Well, that was a tough break for Joe. It was a good break for Marshall, giving him a base hit and run batted in. Short, got to the second base. Elliott, of course, running with 2 outs forward. 1-0 Boston. Well, there's never a dull day at Brooklyn. You see it all with the Dodgers. Cooper swinging from the end. Hits the Cincinnati at 191. 9 hits to 47 at bat. Swings and hits a ground ball down to short. Reaches up. Throws to second. In time for the fourth play. So the Braves and Yelder have 4 outs and got a run home. Cooper hitting into a force out at second base. Reese to Robinson. One run, 2 hits, and the bright sky and the sun intervened in that one. Well, friends, I want to tell you about a marvelous new cereal that has everything. It's Post Sugar Crisp, the newest member of the family of famous Post cereals. Delicious puff wheat coated with just the right combination of sugar and honey. When old Red says it's got everything, he means just that. It's delicious for breakfast with milk or cream and no sugar needed. It's wonderful for between meal snacks. Or you can just eat it right out of the bag like candy. Now think of it. Wherever your fun takes you, for a drive to the beach or out to the ball game, that handy package of Post Sugar Crisp can just go right along with you. So get yourself a bag of Sugar Crisp and try it. Hey, on second thought, you better make that several bag. Look for it in the big red and white blue cellophane bag at your grocer's this sunshiny Saturday afternoon. Now, that's Post Sugar Crisp. The cereal that's just plain fun to eat. Now to move along, the last and first inning, Reese coming up. Well, all things happen to you if you stay up here long enough. I never saw Pee Wee lose one before in the sun, but he lost that one. I noticed that the Boston infielders, especially shortstop Carr, very busy putting up their gloves and peering out from behind them. Check the sky. Brian Bickford on the mound. 1-0 favor the Braves, and Reese up hitting 256. A call strike. Fastball off the hands over the inside. Reese, 20 hits. Right end of deals. Curveball, swing on the top of the short. Carr's up with it. Throws over to first and Pee Wee's up. Carr at short to Torgerson in the first strike. One up, one away. George Schuber hitting at 224. Stepping in. He has been hitting with a great deal of power. Left hand batter. So far, he's gotten a nod in left field whenever the opposition has started a right hander. This is the case with Bickford. He pitches. Curve low inside. Ball one. For the Braves, it is Bickford on the mound, and Walker Cooper is making his first appearance back of the bat. Cooper returned to Billy Southwood. They used to be together at St. Louis. Fastball low. Ball two. Infield, Errol Torgerson at first. Civvy Sisters at second base. Looks like he'll play there with Connie Ryan, traded for Cooper, gone to Cincinnati. Bickford wastes a little time, pitches 2-0. Low inside with a fastball for ball three. Buddy Carr, the ex-giant, is a short in the third base by Elliott. Sid Gordon in left. Center fielder is Sam Jethro. Right fielder, Willard Marshall. Outfielder, well around toward right. Right side of the infield deep. 3-0 pitch is ball four. Shooter walk. Fastball dismissing the outside. First Dodger then to get on. Shooter with a walk. And that makes the potential tying run at first. Crowder hitting at 294. Post cereals and post nearest Sugar Crisp, keeping you posted on the ball game. 1-0 in favor of the Braves. Snyder takes a slow curve low inside of the shin. 4-1. Bickford always gives the Dodgers a very stern argument. Always has. Stops. Deals. Slow curve. Too low. Ball two. 2-0. Two balls and strikes. One gone. Schuber leading off first. And Torgerson holding the corner carefully against him. Jake Pittler coaching at first base for Brooklyn. Milton Stark is coaching at third. And the sun is shining brightly. It's a tough sky up above. Curve low inside the corner for ball three. The Bishop's gotten himself in the jam now, 3-0. All four curves to Duke. Tall, willowy. Very strong through the shoulders and chest. Left hand hitter. Three nothing pitch. Fastball high outside for ball four. There's one man out. Bishop walks the next two. There's a fellow who won the batting championship last year and was voted the league's most valuable player, Jackie Robinson. There's nobody now who is being as written up or is as well known as this fellow. Just starred in a motion picture. Jackie Robinson story. You like it. Grubbing, hitting at 329, leading the Dodgers in hitting, as you'd expect. Now, two around to a left, the infield up one or two steps in double play depth. Pitch is fastball into hit. Back, sending back out of the way, ball one. We're going to have some action now in the Boston bullpen, down in the left field corner. Bickford in position, deals. Curve high outside for ball two. He's walked two and he's behind 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. sister, the second baseman, has come over to the mound. Taking a little time right now, trying to slow Bickford down. Change his mind. Boston bullpen has gone to work. Right in the left hander. Now the familiar chant at every field. We want a hit. Robinson leaning up there. The count's 2-0. The pitch is the curve outside for a ball three. Two balls, no strike. Jack, in addition to being a fine hitter, has a very fine pair of eyes. Three nothing pitch. Call strike. The left-hander for the Rays is the bonus player, Johnny Antonelli. Right-hander is Norman Roy. Left and right-hander working for the Braves. Robinson has the instructions through Milton Stock to how manager Bert Schotten wants his 3-1 pitch confronted. Here it is. The runners go, and it is a curve outside for ball four. Cuba not going, whether the pitch would be a strike or not, stood in the third, but there was no throw. Ball four at the plate, the Lakers are now FOB. They are full of bookings. Three bases on balls, and Texas Cooper goes out to cross the Bishop. And the batter up is Carl Corretto, who's hitting a 275. Well, won't go away. We got a big minute here at Brooklyn. And, folks, the Post Serial people from Battle Creek are very happy to send you this one. Broadcast it all in New York, as it always is, over at WMGM. And on Saturdays from at home at Brooklyn, over the Columbia Broadcasting System. So, got lots of ears right back, and we're glad to have you. We got plenty of room. All right, Bickford's in a jam. He's about to jump right over in the pickle bags. He's not careful. Rollo up, 3-all, 1-out, 1-0 Boston. The pitch, the curve, good for a call strike. Bickford's been staying with that curveball. Cooper's been calling for one right after the other. This is Walker Cooper, catching for the Braves. Pitching for his fourth team in the league. He was the catcher, you know, for Billy Southworth when those Cardinals were winning those pennants under Little Billy. Runners take their leads. The pitch is swung on. Double in the left field corner. Foul. Johnny Antonelli warming up. The left-handed pitcher caught the ball. Throws it out. Of course, he caught it way back in. Foul ground the bullpen. Zoccarello hit a whistling foul ball and it's a loud strike. A ball, two strikes. 1-0 in favor of the Braves. Schubert at third, Snyder at second, Robinson at first. Three walks in a row by Bickford. Pitch is a curve just outside. Last play. One ball, two strikes. See, that takes a wonderful set of reflexes to stand at the plate, take a curve ball just on the outside, especially with two strikes on you. That's the mark of the finished Major League player, that you're not unduly trigger happy. I want to see what Bickford does. He's actually trying to cross up the hitter. He deals. It's ball strike three. Touch ball. Puts from the outside. And Corella turns and slowly walks away. So they tricked him. They gave him a curve just outside. And then McCauley gets looking for another curve. They snuck the fastball over. And more than that, it wasn't a completely fastball. It was a three-quarter speed fastball. Just to change. A little off of it. With a highly artistic pitch. And quite successful. That's the first strikeout. So now here we are, down to cases. Big Hodges with two down and three on. Last of the first inning. Outfield around toward left. 1-0 favor the Braves because of the sun. Reese with two down, lost a little pop fly at shortstop. Never touched him. Ball dropped foot behind him. The run came out. Pitch. Sharp curve, low outside for ball one. Bickford trying to work out of this. Southworth has not come out of the dugout at all. He just let the battery go. Very experienced catcher back at the plate. Walker Cooper. Three runners, ready to go, two out. There's a ground ball back up and out, throw it towards second base, and the throw is over to first base in time, and Hodges is out. Nice play by Sister. Ball bounced over the mound as Hodges started to check his swing. Sister cut right in, he took second base right in front of the bag, and threw off balance across his body, Without having any time to wait, he couldn't. So Bickford pitches out of a jam. And he walks through the hot water and doesn't get scalded. No runs and no hits and three men were left. So at the end of the first inning, it is a run. Two hits and no errors for the Braves. No runs, no hits, and no errors for the... Here we go again. Another player around the National League at the end of three and a half innings with Coslow left-handing him for the Giants at Philadelphia, and Kurt Simmons also southpaw going for the Phillies. It is 1-0 in favor of the Giants. The Phillies right now in first place by a game over Brooklyn. Chambers, a left-hander, will start for the Pirates of Chicago, and Hiller, a right-hander, will go for the Cubs. Hey, those Cubs have been doing all right, haven't they? Cincinnati's at St. Louis tonight. In the American League, hooks wise for the Athletics at the stadium against Vic Rashi. That's just about to begin. Washington at Boston. Hudson for Washington. Staubs for Boston. And it's 2-0 favor of the Red Sox end of the first inning. No score between the White Sox and the Indians. End of the first inning, King, Chicago, fella for Cleveland. Nothing yet on St. Louis at Detroit. And here we go on to the second inning with Sisley first up. Second baseman who just made a nice play closing the first inning. Right-hand hitter, and Hatton curves in low inside for ball one. Sisti is 0 for 6 this year. Hatfield toward left, right-hand batter. Fastball is over, ball strike. Sibby, the last couple of years, is probably Southwest's most dependable pinch hitter. Third Boston. Hatton pumps, deals, curve, bunted, foul. Sisti working, of course, for a base hit. One ball, two strikes. 1-0, favor the Braves. Osorio sending it all your way, and a little bit later on, we'll tell you how you can get the 1950 Dodger yearbook. Keep your ears open here. So, high, very high. 2-2. Hadn't let it pitch 2-2. Does fastball. That's 3. And Sisti has not had a hit in 7 official at bats this year. So, Hadn't crossed in. Fastball cost at 3. Cobb, right-hand batter, hitting 175. Chokes that stick a little bit. Hatfield back in the right, not playing into full. Hatton throws, ball strike, fastball on the outside. Cobb has an open stance. Spreads his feet. Wind blowing into the left field corner from right. Curveball hit foul, one around, that's at third. Nothing in two. Carr's done a good job at short for the Braves. Talking with Billy Southworth before the ball game this afternoon, and he said that he was very pleased with the deals that he had made. One in which he sent Stanky and Dog to the Giants, Carr, Gordon, and Marshall. Curveball low outside, ball one, 1-2. And then the recent deal in which he gave up Connie Ryan, an infielder, to get Walker Cooper, the big veteran catcher from Cincinnati. 1-2 pitch. Curveball just misses. High outside, and she's 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Don Newcomb is sitting down on the bench of the bullpen for the Dodgers. Says his arm feels a great deal better. 2-2 pitch. Fastball swung on. There's a high fly ball out of the deep center. Matter of fact, sunglasses down. He's under. He has it. But up the center guard. Two up, two away in the second inning. And the pitcher, Vernon Bickford, who has one hit for 11 tries, pitch in. Right-hand batter. I Now two back into right. They're not playing him to get around on the ball. Pitch swung on fastball. Really fast. Has to turn out in the loop. The ball's on strike. Boston one. It's a no. Here in the second inning. Joe throws a curve, swung on a miss. Breaking down towards the kneecap. Strike two. Patton deals, curveball in there. On the pitch of Buick, turns to give it the ball and catch Edwards to hand it to him. Ball strike three. So the Braves went down 1-2-3 in the second inning. Takes the field, leading 1-0. Well, look here, fans. Here's a breakfast combination that's just as smooth as a $1 million infield. Post, raisin, bran. Crackling, fresh, tasty bran flakes, plus tender, seedless California raisins. Yes, ma'am. That's Post Raisin Bran for you. A fruit and a cereal combination that's just double delicious. The flakes give flavor to the raisins, and the raisins give flavor to the flakes. And like all Post cereals, Raisin Bran is guaranteed fresh. So try Post Raisin Bran some morning real soon. And you'll see why it's Post for flavor, Post for freshness, Post for the most of everything good in cereals. Now, before we get along into the second inning, let's pause briefly, 20 seconds worth, for our station identification. The first pitch lasts the second inning to Billy Cox as a curve right over. Brian Bixler returns and Cox powers it. It's a high foul ball out of play. And the left field stands to strike two. Bickford pitches back to in a hurry to get out and go someplace. He didn't waste any time at all. He always does pitch the ball. Cox is 0-4. He played the night game at Cincinnati. Last and Brooklyn played before this one. Is his only game playing in third base. Florida William is outside for ball one. Fastball to Kleski down there trying to make it easy. One ball, two strikes. Curve go outside. Ball two. 2-2. Is a bat that is stained a dark brown. The throw is a curve. That's two strike out apiece. One out, last of the second. 1-0 Boston. Bruce Edwards, stocky, acrobatically strong catcher, hitting 167, 5 for 30. Fastball low outside, ball one. Boy, that Victor got himself out of about all the trouble he felt he could get out of in the first inning. When one gone, he walked Schubert, Snyder, and Robinson, three straight. Then struck out Perello. He really pitched to him and got Hodges on the top of the second. Pitch is swung on a high fly ball into the right field. The wind's holding it up. Marshall's underneath. The right field is set and makes the grab. For Edwards. Two up, two gone, and Christian Hoffman. Now walks up the bat. He has one hit for seven at bats. This is Joe. He's a fair hitter. One thing he does well is front and beat them out, so let's see where third baseman Elliott is. And a step up inside the bag. Sargent's also up close at first. They scoop it down, give him a sign. Top fly, not the second base, 60 goes over and makes the catch. Hoffman is trying to check his swing, a high inside pitch, put out to the second baseman. Nothing across, last of the second inning, at the end of two innings, a run, two hits, no errors for the Braves, no runs, no hits, no errors. I'm very glad you came along to be with us on the broadcast. The best wishes of Post cereals. As you know, on the at-home Saturdays, the post folks are very happy to keep you posted on the doings of the Dodgers. And if you'd like to sort of keep in touch with future Saturdays, well, the very next one on May 20th, Pittsburgh will be here. Maybe ears right back for that one. Then the Cardinals will be here at Brooklyn on June the 17th. Pittsburgh again on June 24th. Philadelphia, oh, there's a hot one, on July the 8th. Chicago on July 29th. Cincinnati on August 5th. These are all Saturdays, home Saturdays at Brooklyn. The Braves back again on August 19th. The Giants on September 2nd. St. Louis again on September 16th. And Philadelphia on September 30th. It'd be funny if they're fighting for the pennant on September 30th. Wouldn't be a surprise, would it to you? Now, Sam Jethro, first up in the third. Left field, round toward left. Sam is switch hitter, batting right-handed. Takes the third to the side. Jethro, the most hits of any player in the league, batting 348. He's got 32 good ones. Down the ball game, being thrown out third to first. Pretty well back to the plate. Swings at a high top fly. Going in the short left center. Let's see. Center fielder Snyder is in. Bass is down. He had that is all for Jethro. One up and one away. Beginning the third inning. 1-0. Favor the Braves. End of two innings. The Red Sox are leading Washington in the American League 2-0. End of two innings. The White Sox are leading the Cleveland Indians 1-0. Earl Torgerson is the batter. 286, right up to here, left-hand hitter. Fastball in his knees. Ball wide. The Phillies have just come up with four runs in the fourth inning. They go ahead of the New York Giants. 4-1, the end of four. Now you're up to date on the postal scoreboard. Patton throws to Torgy, a curve, which is fine, sharply out of center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson goes right around first base, makes his turn, that holds up. Snatter cut the ball off, slipped to his knees, but recovered threw in to Reese and relayed on to Robinson. So it's a line single, drilled in the center field by Earl Torgerson. A little conference out of the mound between catcher Edwards and pitcher Hatton. Elliott hit a solid single into left field for the first hit of the game, the first inning. Moved to second as Gordon was walked and scored as Reese in the sun lost a simple pop fly to short. Simple? Well, not simple today with a sky like that. Third ball is low outside. Ball one. Now, for those of you all around the country listening to this post-serial broadcast who may not have heard the first inning, don't want you to misjudge Pee Wee harshly. That's the only pop fly I've ever seen him lose in 11 years. Only one. So, curve swung on here off the end of the bat, up toward first base. Hodges picks it up and puts the tag on Elliott for the out. Naturally, Torgerson, no play made on him, moves down to second base. Still gone. Elliott retired, first baseman, unassisted. Sid Gordon. Picking at 262. Took those four curves and then took his base. Pass, first in. He's a dangerous hitter. He's always hit well against Brooklyn, always well in this ballpark. Swings on curve and drops the ball deep on the left center field. It is in there for a big home run. Hit it from the left center field, section 32. It's 3-0 for the Braves. Here's Gordon running between second and third. There he comes, on his way up to the plate. Matthew Southwood takes the other hand. And it's a case of post to the trip to the Sid Gordon household. Yes, sir. I see a watching off the home run from shutout. Summer War 2. That's home run number 8 for Sid. Gives him a total of runs batted in 17. Builder. He's top man now in the Master League and tied with Ted Williams at the majors for the most homers. 8. Here's Willard Marshall swinging and missing at a high curveball. No longer a 1-0 ball game. She is 3-0 in favor of the Braves. Sydney boomed one. Patton comes back. Curveball high outside. 1-1. One ball, one strike. That ball was well hit. When she got up high, you could see it hooking. Boy, that one was about from a Connie Desmond's tee shot. Get in here to tell you about him in a minute. There's a ground ball off the pitcher's glove, heading to three, and Peg Marshall out. That's out number three. The ball carried off the pitcher's glove over towards first. Heppman retrieving the ball was right up against the runner when he came up with it. So, two runs on two hits. Solid hits, too. Big home run by Sid Gordon. Well, speaking about Desmond, I don't know whether he's going to talk about his drives or his house out in Flower Hill, Long Island, or about what a nice day it is or anything, but, Connie, have you got a word for us?
Oh, I sure have, Red. I got the word on that swell new cereal, Sugar Crisp. Man, it's so delicious, folks eat it right around the clock. Yes, sir, Post Sugar Crisp is such fun to eat. It makes a hit with the whole family. For breakfast, you just pour on the milk or cream. Remember, you can skip the sugar, while Sugar Crisp is just sweet enough. Sugar Crisp, you see, is wholesome puff wheat coated with honey and sugar. And that makes it a tasty snack any time of day. And you can eat it right out of the bag. It's just the kind of nibbling the whole family will go for. So remember, as a cereal, it's dandy. For snacks, it's so handy. Or eat it like candy. Look for Post Sugar Crisp at your grocery store. And a big Cellophane bag with the three little Sugar Crisp bears on the outside. Cheer, Ed.
All right, Cornelius. Hey, what were you talking about, Connie?
Sugar Crisp.
So here's Reese, first up against Vic, the last of the third. Right hand hitter, Vern Deals. Fastball over for a fall strike. Kiwi hitting at 253, takes a pitch outside. That's 1-1. One ball, one strike. She's 3-0 in favor of the big, bold Braves of Boston. Kiwi swings, there's a high fly ball hit down the left field corner. Gordon, the left fielder, goes over and makes a catch. So just made the catch is the guy that hit the two-run home run just now, Sid Gordon. The Braves actually have put together, with the exception of Johnny Mize, the batting order that for the Giants 3 years ago used to make all those home runs. They got Big Cooper back to the plate, Marshall out there in right field, Gordon out in left. George Schubert to face the Brooklyn. Swings with the ground ball down to the right side. The second baseman hammers it over to first, and that's all for Schubert. Two up, two gone. And of course, for the Braves, in this Big Elliott, they've got a fellow who can hit their ball a long way. Sam Jethro out of center field doesn't come up with so many long hits. That is, as far as home runs go, although he has three triples. But he comes with a lot of hits. Snyder up the rook, the left-hand batter takes a high inside fastball. All right. Duke has walked in the first inning. He's three-game off, 294, still riding. The wind is toward left field. Duke swinging, throws it into the third base stand. 1-1. While the wind was blowing the way that Gordon hit his home run, he didn't need the wind. This was belly. It's a deal, Snyder swing, high fly ball out into deep left center, left fielder Gordon, under it, makes the catch for out number three. In the three innings, let's check our totals, Connie, before you grab the tiller here. Speaking nautical terms, because I know that all your life you just like to go out and sail those little things around. At the end of three innings, it's three runs, four hits, and no errors for the Braves. Do you concur, sir?
Right, sir.
Yes, sir. And for the Dodgers? Gee, I don't see anything at all, do you?
Nothing in my book.
No runs, no hits, no errors. Well, Connie, I would ask you a personal question. I want an honest answer. Have you ever seen a nicer day?
Oh, this is wonderful. Now we can only shoot golf.
Boy, you and I are lucky we got a job. Go ahead.
We got it. Robinson, Furlow, and Hodges, of course, will come up if you're looking ahead on that part of the list, because the Dodgers got to start making some runs. Their pitching has been sort of wobbly, and that Western trip was a cruel one as far as they're concerned. But right now, at the present moment, Mr. Hatton must contend with Big Walker Cooper, Sibby Sisti, and Buddy Kerr. The outfield plays this big fellow around to the left. Cooper batting at 188, nine base hits, yet to hit his first home run. Maybe I better be quiet. 3-0 in favor of Boston here, top half of the fourth inning. Hatton's first pitch swung on, and there's a high fly ball that is hooking foul and going back into the stand. Cuba is over, right up against the barrier there to watch it sail in, and it's a long, loud strike. Boston out in front, 3-0. Top half of the fourth inning. Cooper the first time up, with a ground ball down to Reese. Big, strong right-hand batter. Hatton shows him another one. Line to left center field. Snyder comes in under it and takes it to the out. Ball was solidly whacked. Snyder playing in position there in left center field, hauled it down. So there's one away in the top half of the fourth inning. And brings up Sibby Sisti. Sisti made a very fine play to get Bickford out of a trap there in the first inning. Hodges checking his swing, and the ball hit over the mound, and Sisti scooped the ball up and got Big Gill for the third out. Swings on this one, with the fly ball to right field. Here comes Perillo in under it now, a shade over towards the line, takes it for the out, and it's two up, two down. Bobby Feller has just hit a home run for Cleveland the last half of the third inning. The inning is not complete. Chicago is leading 1-0 as Cleveland came to bat in the last half of the third inning. Here's Buddy Kerr. Inning at 173. The Braves out in front. 3-0 here. Hatton first pitch swung out and hit wide of third and through. Stab, but couldn't quite get to it. A step away. Cuba retrieves out in left field and gets it back into Robinson at second base. So Buddy Kerr, a bouncing single just out of Billy Cox's reach. Peewee tried to back up the play, but it got to him. It didn't make any difference. So Kerr on at first base, and we're waiting now the arrival of Vernon Bickford, who's coming up towards home plate. He had a sort of a spasm of control trouble. Walked three men back-to-back in the first inning and then got out of it, striking out Perillo and getting Hodges and a bounce to second base. 3-0 Boston. Hatton's first pitch swung on and bounced down along the third baseline. Cox has it, goes to first base in time, and that is all for the Bostons. 5-3 if you're putting him down in your book. No run, one hit. Single by Kerr in the left field. Right now, friends, once again, here's the old red hitter.
Well, we told you a little earlier, we're going to tell you how to get the 1950 Dodger yearbook. Boy, this one is a dilly. First base to last. In fact, I'll tell you confidentially, it's a double-jointed, stomp-down dilly. It's an exciting, colorful baseball book that Post Serials is offering to you baseball fans all over the country from coast to coast. It's jam-packed with all the essential facts and figures about every player on the roster. Pictures, too. Plenty of them. And complete information about the entire Dodger organization. Now, friends, your copy of the Dodger Yearbook is waiting for you. Just send a box top from any post-serial package, or else the front panel of a Sugar Crisp bag with a quarter, don't forget that two-bit piece, to Dodger Yearbook, Box 79, Brooklyn 1, New York. Now, send for it right away. It's the same book that sells at Ebbets Field for 50 cents. You can get yours for 25 cents, plus a post-serial box top or the front panel of a Sugar Crisp bag. Just write to Dodger Yearbook, Box 79, Brooklyn 1, New York, and be sure to include your own name and address. Now that's Dodger Yearbook, Box 79, Brooklyn 1, New York. Okay, Brother Desmond.
Got it, Red. Robinson takes the first pitch outside, a curveball for ball one. Bickford comes right back to him again, high fastball. Jack walked in the first inning. He got the third walk in a row there. Bickford is dealing out. He's hitting at 329. 23 base hits. Outfield drastically around into left field. Big, strong right-hand batter up there can pull. Robinson, Wagner, that stick back and forth. Bickford spins, comes down, his pitch swung on. Hoffman ball hit the second. 50 miles an hour, close to first. In time. Jack loses his cap on Hoffman. Down along the first baseline. Ball was wrapped quite solidly out there, and Sisti, after knocking it down, picked it up, made a complete turn, and threw the first base to the out. Sisti getting a chance to play now that Connie Ryan was dealt to Cincinnati for Dick Cooper. Carl Perillo took call, strike three, first time up. Takes a curve, listed high out towards right field. Under it is Marshall, and takes it for the out. Carl was telling us before game, when Red and I are down around the batting cage, that he only hit one ball solidly on the entire Western trip. And that one he hit foul. He did have a little trouble. His average was sliding down a bit. So Big Hodges, who had a chance to get the Dodgers well there on the first inning and grounded out to 50, who turned a nice play on him, is up. Two out, nobody on. A curve busts in there for a call strike. Hodges batting at 306. 22 base hits. Outfield a shade around in the left, and they're backed up, you can bet. Infield deep, too. Now the strike one pitch. That one way outside. A big hook that got off Cooper's mitt. Ball one, strike one. Bickford picking off his side from the veteran receiver. Now the 1-1 pitch inside. Ball two. These are anxious days around ball clubs, you know. The cutting down date on May the 18th, and some of the boys wondering where they're going to go. Ball two, strike one. Hodges up, two out, nobody on. Last half of the fourth inning, Braves lead 3-0. Both serials, very happy to be sending it all your way. Bickford lets up on a curveball, and Hodges goes after it. Misses, strike two. Well, the deuce is up. 2-2 the count, two out, nobody on. Last half, 84, 3-0, Boston. Bickford comes in with a hook, swung on, nubbed off the end of the bat, wide at first. Get away from him, and Hodges is on at first base. And it is. What is a base hit? Well, Gil, who hasn't been getting the ball too well lately, and he'd take it. He hit that ball right off the end of his stick, and you can see it just sort of spinning like you would, take a massé shot, we'll say. Base hit. Oh, Gil on at first base, and that is the first hit off Bickford. Billy Cox up, struck out first time. He's 0 for 5 since he got back in the lineup. Hodges at first, two out, curveball, misses outside, ball one. Bickford is sneaky fast. He's got a good fastball, although he doesn't rely too much on that. He likes to fool around with those half-speed hooks. Throws to spot. Pitch, half tap, swung on, hit down to second base. 50 up with a toast to first for the out. And Mr. Bickford must have some tantalizing stuff out there. That's about the third Dodger hitter that's rather undecided whether or not to go for the pitch or not. And checking his swing, the ball went out to second base, and Sisti made the play. No runs, one hit, one man left on, and just like that, here's Red back again with our post-serial scoreboard.
At the end of five innings, behind Simmons, Philadelphia is out in front of the Giants 4-1. Four runs in the fourth inning. Coslow didn't come back for the fifth. Saul Magley took over then. And in that fourth inning, Dick Sisler, who is just as hot as a 79-cent pistol, hit a home run, his fifth of the year with one on. Pittsburgh has just made two runs in the second inning. Go ahead, 2-0 over the Chicago Cubs. The Chicago since has the St. Louis tonight. Now, the American League, Washington's at Boston, and the Red Sox are leading 2-0 at the end of 4.5 innings, with Staubs pitching for Boston, Hudson for Washington. It is a 2-1 ball game, the White Sox over the Cleveland Indians. Kane for Cleveland, and Bobby Fuller pitching for Cleveland, and as Connie just told you, Fuller hit a home run in the third inning for Cleveland's only tally. Wise will start for the Athletics at the Polo Grounds against Vic Rashi. At the Yankee Stadium. And the Yankee Stadium today, one of the great men all time in baseball, Ed Barra, is being honored. This is the day in honor of Ed Barra. Connie?
Bad Red, Sam Justov leading off. He's the Boston Lightning Bolt. Boy, can he run. Switch hitter batting right-handed against this lefty, Joe Hatton. The first pitch dealt outside and low for ball one. Justov playing at Montreal last year, stole 89 bases. Swing on this one, it's a high fly ball, deep back in the left center. This one may be gone, and it is. This one way back in there. Justov tagged that one high and far for his second run. And he touches the ball. He leads the league, you know, in the number of base hits. That is his 33rd. And he brings home his 23rd run. So he's topped in that department. So Jethro really got a hold of one of Hatton's curveballs and straightened it out. Back in section 32, which is at left center field, and it is now a 4-0 ball game. Earl Specs Torgerson stepping up, batting at 295. Steps away from a sidearm curveball. Ball one. So the Dodgers have got a lot of work to do. Hatton, who threw 3 home run balls at Chicago, has tossed 2 today. 1 to Gordon, and now this one to Jethro. Sweeping curveball outside. Bankhead continues to toil down in the bullpen for Brooklyn. Dodgers have the tail end of their hitting list coming up in the last half of this fifth inning. Hatton's overhand fastball gets over for a strike. Ball two, strike one. Dodgers down 4-0, top half of the fifth inning. Post Cereals, very happy to be sending it all your way, wherever you may be around the country. 2-1 pitch up high, ball two. Ball three, beg your pardon. Ball three, strike one. Torgerson has 23 base hits, moving along quite solidly. Hatton throws 3-1, and this is inside, up tight for ball four. So after the home run, Hatton deals up a walk. He walked Gordon in the first inning, and then, as Red told you, that little pop fly hit out the shortstop that Reese lost in this tough sky. That's where Boston got their first run. A home run by Gordon after a single by Torgerson. Got him 2 more, and Jethro opened up this frame with a home run. Boston Bob Elliott up. 1-for-2 this afternoon. Torgerson jumps down on first base. Here's a pitch to Bob. One out of him, right back. Right into Mr. Hatton's whiskers and into center field. And Torgerson easily cruises around to third base. Boy, that was a solid rep. Right back to Hatton. Out of the center field. Go for Elliott. That's his second hit. Edwards goes to the mound. Captain Reese comes in from shortstop. Bankhead continues to toil down in the bullpen, and here is Mr. Gordon again. So, friends, Hatton is going to get to Derek. And now Dan Bankhead, after throwing down a fast blazer out there, starts walking in towards the mound. 4-0 score, top half of the fifth inning. Bankhead, as we told you before while he was tuning up, came up with a little arm trouble. It was more in his back. And he's back on the firing line now. Dan came up with a sparkling relief job at the Polo Grounds from Big Don Newcomb. Shot at a ball game and only won a couple. Dan took up the torch, went on to win the ball game, and that kind of cemented him around the place. Then as he pitched a good ball out in the west, then the sore back, and Shotten has had to put him on the shelf for a while. But here he is, and it's going to be a rather interesting experience to see how he's going to come along. This is a power-packed Boston lineup, and they can really swing that wood. Here's one of them up there right now. Chick Gordon with a home run his last time up. Bankhead looking the situation over now as he's back to the plate. The outfield is deep, you betcha they are, with Gordon up there swinging that mace. They're around into left field. Carl Erskine starts walking down to the bullpen. Bankhead had a fine year last year at Montreal. He won 20 ball games and lost six. He's rather a willowy fellow with a very good move. Oh, he shows you a lot of motion out there, and that ball comes whisking out of nowhere. Got a good kick, too. Spins, comes down the curveball to Gordon on the corner for a strike. 4-0 score in favor of the Braves from Beantown. Bankhead now to his stop position. Runners on at first and third. Spins, comes in with a curveball, and is over again. Gordon comes back. He isn't beefing on it. He's just back talking to Larry Getz about, boy, wasn't that a beauty. Strike two. Erskine is now up and showing down in the Dodger bullpen. Billy Southworth, hoping for a little more business, coaching down here at third base. Johnny Cooney is over at first today. He alternates with Jimmy Brown, former Cardinal captain. Bankhead ready to deliver the strike two pitch now. Down she comes to Gordon, and he takes a half chop at it. The ball hits the stick and goes right into the Dodger dugout. Back to my geography here. Parkley went right down that ramp in the center. Del Ennis has just hit a home run in the sixth inning with one on, his fourth of the year. So we know that Philadelphia leads the Giants at least 6-1. The inning is not complete, and that was the last half of the sixth. Bankhead set to work again. Comes down, a big curve. Back foul. Way back in the left field seat. Gordon swung out ahead of that a little bit too much and pulled it. Foul. The Braves leading 4-0. Top half of the fifth inning. Snyder's really going steady with that left center field fence out there on Gordon. He's way around him. He'll be up in the stands two more steps tonight. Bankhead working on a tough hitter, Sid Gordon. And a pitch, fastball. Well, Bankhead really let him have it. He sent the pitch on Saturday afternoon and got him swinging. One out. And brings up Willard Marshall. Marshall hitting at 267. Bankhead trying to help the Brooklyns here get out of this bad spot. One run already in. Runners on at first and at third. One out. Marshall up. Left-hand hitter takes a curve that is low for ball one. Willard has 24 base hits, a couple of home runs, and he's 1-for-2 this afternoon. Single his first time up, but that was that little pop fly that Reese lost in the sun. Bankhead comes in with his pitch, outside, ball two. Dan is pitching away from Marshall, hoping to cut down his power to pull the ball. Although the defensive setup for Brooklyn in the outfield is around towards the right field line. Willard pulls about everything he gets his stick on. Big and strong. Now the 2-0 pitch. Swung on and cut foul. Back up over the Braves wigwam and back into the stand. Ball two, strike one. Top half of the fifth inning. 4-0 Boston. Say, mother, you tried Sugar Crisp yet? Boy, if you haven't. put that right on top of your grocery list. Backhand working diligently here on a tough man. Sends a fastball outside for ball three. Erskine continues to warm up. Maybe Shotton will want the pitch hitter for Bankhead, who will be the second man up in the last half of the fifth inning. Erskine is getting tuned up. Got him on the back of the stove. Bankhead ready to deliver now, 3-1. Checks. Runner at first base. And there goes Elliott. The pitch line. A high fly ball going deep out towards right center field. And this one is up against the fence. In the score comes Torgerson right in back of him. Comes Elliott. And so it is now 3 runs in. Bankhead got by one man. But a big booming tipple by Marshall off the right center field fence gets 2 more in. Torgerson and Elliott come home to roost. Marshall, his second hit. A couple of runs batted in. Gives him now a total of 16. And he's walked over. 6-0. Favor of Boston. Top half of the fifth inning. Better wait for the call on that because for a while it looked like there might be enough carry to get this thing into Bedford Avenue. It's high up against the wall. It's not. It practically crawled up to try to grab it. Up there now is Big Cooper. Walker swings at the fly ball to center. Looks like it's going to be deep enough to get this run in. There's Snyder making a grab of it. Here comes Marshall tugging to the plate, and he makes it easy. Number four comes over. 7-0. Braves leading the Dodgers here at Ebbets Field. So it's a run batted in for Big Cooper. Brings up Sibby Sisti, the second baseman. Now he got a chance to play. He's yet to come up with a base hit. 4-8. Two out. Bankhead in with a curveball up too high. Ball one. Well, the Dodgers got a lot of work to do. Trailing 7-0. Top half of the fifth inning. Bankhead spins in with a curveball and gets it through for a strike. Braves have counted 4 times here in the top half of the fifth inning, and they're still at it. 2 out. Big swung on as a little looper hit out back to second. Reese goes over and bumps into Robinson. Down goes Pee-wee, and Robinson gets the ball, and Reese, I think, is hurt. Reese went charging over. Jack went after the ball. The two of them converge right back to second base, and they smacked. And Robinson got the ball, but Reese had the wind knocked out of him, and out trainer Wentworth. And Billy Southworth, the Braves, a few more of them are running out there. The Dodgers, of course, are all around their little captain. And he stretched out. Boy, that was a bang, bang. He went into a run. He's kind of like running into a brick wall. Pee-wee was not looking. And he just kept going after that ball. And Jack came on, too. Both of them watching the flight of it. And smacked together. And now Pee-wee's up, walking around. Okay, there.
The fans everywhere, folks are talking about the new cereal sensation called Sugar Crisp. Yes, sir, and Sugar Crisp is really something to talk about. An entirely new cereal that's more than a cereal. As a cereal, it's dandy. For snacks, it's handy, or eat it like candy. Sugar Crisp, you see, is wholesome puffed wheat with a delicious coating of sugar and honey. Now, for your breakfast, why, you just pour milk or cream on top and skip the sugar. Delicious. And you can enjoy Sugar Crisp between meals for a special snack. Or take it along wherever you go. Or just eat it out of the bag like candy. So, better treat the family. The post Sugar Crisp right away, Mom. How about this Saturday afternoon, huh? Stores are still open? Yes, sir. Buy several bags and then just watch them disappear. So look for Sugar Crisp at your friend the grocer's in the big red, white, and blue cellophane bag. Well, we've got the last half of the fifth inning coming along. Well, Connie, it was quite a collision down there, wasn't it?
I walk into the door in the middle of the night.
Wow.
Now, Pee-wee's all right. Doc Wendler motioned up to our booth here, said that he got him around the windpipe, knocked the wind out of him. Edwards up there takes the first pitch over for a strike. Sutforth is motioning down to the bullpen for Erskine to get tuned up. Looks like they're going to hit four back here. Well, they need runs. Dodgers nothing and Boston seven. Last half of the fifth inning. Edwards up there trying to get him a start. 5-31. This is average. Swings and lines this one right at the third base McCully. Bob didn't have to move a step. Come to me, baby. Line drive right at the third baseman for the first out of the last half of the fifth inning. And Bankhead now is coming up to hit. So all the motion from the bullpen to Mr. Erskine. Carl now turns around, sees Bankhead walking up. Oh, he's going to lob a throw. Sam Nairn is ready to go sit down, and now they do. Bankhead, who's a pretty good hitter, 1-for-7 so far this year, batting at 143. First day in Ebbets Field, he had a home run. Right-hand batter swings on the first pitch, and it's a high foul back on the plate. Here comes Big Cooper. He's got it. It's a high foul back on the plate. Two down. And Pee-wee, I guess, is going to take the rest of the afternoon off. Eddie Mixis is over at the bat rack. Boy, that was quite a bump. And Mixis still hasn't found his favorite stick yet. So Reese is through for the afternoon. Now, if we get any further word, well, we'll pass it along to you about Pee-wee. Yeah, it looks like running into a brick wall. So Mixis is going to hit for Reese, and undoubtedly will take over shortstop. Eddie Mixis, one of the fine leather men in the game. He's not so potent with that stick, but boy, you can't let a guy like this go. Takes the first pitch on the corner for a strike. Two out. Nobody on. The Dodgers behind 7-0. And Vernon Bickford, who has beaten them three times since he came in the league, having himself a pretty good day. Curves far out and lifted high out the left field. Under it is Gordon, waiting now, looking up into this tough sky, and takes it for the out. Boy, it's a rainmaker. So three up, three down. And the Dodgers take the field now to face this Boston attack that has been rather rough this afternoon. Whacked them around for 7 runs so far. So we're ready to serve up the old redhead again with our post-serial scoreboard, and there's plenty on it.
The end of six innings, the Phillies leading 6-1 over the Giants. Sisler and Ennis hit home run. End of three innings, the Pirates lead the Cubs 2-1. Cincinnati's at St. Louis tonight. In the American League, the Athletics failed to score in their first at-bat over at the stadium. The Yankees are now hitting. Wise is pitching for the A's against Rashi of New York. This has been a very significant afternoon at the stadium because this has been the ball game in honor of Ed Barrow. And the Yankees, you know, won all those pennants while Barrow was the fellow putting them together. And so a player from each of the former Yankee pennant-winning teams under Ed Barrow was there today. And a player from each of the National League teams that opposed those Yankee teams in the World Series was also there. So there's a great deal of sentiment there. And I don't know of a finer tribute to be paid to a more deserving person than the tribute to have a day in honor of Ed Barrow at Yankee Stadium. He, more than any other individual, built it. In five and a half innings, the Red Sox lead Washington 2-0. And at the end of four and a half innings, the White Sox over the Indians 2-1. What's the score here, Connie?
7-0. It's unnatural as far as the Brooklyn fans are concerned.
What's the score here, Connie?
7-0. And it's unnatural as far as the Brooklyn fans are concerned. The Braves out on top. Buddy Kerr leading off against Bankhead here. Takes the first pitch high outside for ball one. outfield pretty much straight away. Infield normal. Mix is down at third, and Cox moves over to shortstop. Kerr swings and misses. All on strike one. So Eddie's a handy man to have around on your bench. Reese, in a collision with Robinson, had to take the rest of the afternoon off. Banged his windpipe. Now the 1-1 pitch. Kerr bunched out along the third baseline. Mixes, grabs it close to first. Hit. I'll tell you, that Mixes can handle that slutter. An awful lot of ball clubs like to have him around on their bench. Not only on their bench and quiz. Vernon Bickford getting a fluttering of applause here as he comes marching up. He shut out the Dodgers for five innings. Mates have gone out and got seven runs off Hatton and Bankhead. Fastball is high inside, ball one. Bickford as a hitter is 1-for-13. Average of 0.77. Outfield is split, big hole in left center. Bickford takes under the hand, ball two. Shuba is playing a normal straightaway left field, but Snyder is faded over a bit towards right center. There's a big area out there between the center gardener and the left fielder. Now the 2-0 pitch, and this one is inside. Ball three. Moving a plate around on Dan. Bankhead in relief of Joe Hatton. Dan ready to deliver the 3-0 pitch. Down she comes, too high, and without looking at a strike, Bickford goes on down to first base. First walk given up by Bankhead. Struck out one. He came in the ball game after Hatton had served up a home run ball to Jeffco, who's now coming up to hit left-handed against this right-hander. Then Torgerson walked, Elliott single, and that was exit. Enter Bankhead, struck out the first man, big lumberman Sid Gordon, and then Marshall cracked him for a triple. After the inning was all over and the smoke died down, they had four runs in the top of the fifth inning. Jester off there. Swings with a high fly ball, deep back in the left center field. Shuba and Snyder racing way, way back, and it is Shuba who makes the catch. Snyder cut over in front of him, made a stab at it with his head, and Shuba behind him made the grab. For a minute, I thought we were going to have another one of those things. They are both converging on that baseball. It was hit deep back in the left center field, and that gave the crowd here at Ebbets Field something to hum about. Earl Torgerson, the first baseman, is up now, batting at 295, 23 base hits. Vernon Bickford on at first base, two off, top half of the sixth, 7-0, favor the Braves. First of a three-game series. Outfield playing Big Torgy to pull the ball towards right. Curveball dealt overhand low for ball one. Torgerson is 1-for-2 officially this afternoon. Grounded to second, singled, and walked. Bickford down on first. Pitches on the corner for a strike. Bankhead pitching that outside corner. Gil Hodges is not on the bag, pulling it against Bickford. He's back at his fielding depth with a left-hand hitter up there who can pull that ball in his sector. And now at the last second, Torgerson gets something in his eye and steps out. Ball one, strike one. Guy really takes a toehold. Bankhead, to his lingering stretch, brings it down very slowly. Comes in with a high pitch outside. Pull a string on it, but couldn't get it through. And ball two and strike one. Billy Southworth, coaching down at third. Donnie Cooney, who finished up managing the ball club last year, is at first base. Bankhead ready to serve 2-1 to Torgerson. Does, and it's over for call strike two. Here's the official attendance, friends. 19,488. 19,488. Top of the sixth, two out. The count 2-2 on Torgerson. Bickford leads away from first base. Backhand. Pitches in there, and it's over the ball strike two. One of the sneaky little curveball. It's not through there. And Mr. Torgerson was caught with his bat on his shoulder. So it is no runs, no hits, one man left on. Bickford walking with one away, and they left him at first base. Now, once again, here's Red Barber.
Connie, I bet the folks all over the country listening to this post-serial broadcast and wonder what in the world we're going to talk about post-toasting.
Well, now's a good time.
Never a better time. Post-toasting. Boy, I'm telling you, that's a big hit in the Breakfast League. And that's the reliable hit. Post-toasting. A long record of just making happy appetites happy. Friends, you try Post-toasting and judge for yourself. And see if they are better than any other cornflakes you ever ate. You'll find there's a world of difference in cornflakes. And it's Post-toasting that makes the difference. Yes, ma'am. You'll notice a delicious, grand-tasting difference in every spoonful of Post-toasting. They're extra good, extra tasty, and extra fresh. So next time it's a grocer, don't you say cornflakes. You just ask the man for Post-toasting here. Get better cornflakes. Another famous post-cereal, guaranteed fresh.
George Shuba leading off, and he can't get away from the curveball. It hits him right on his number 8. Back of the junior. And he's on at first base the hard way. Shuba hit by a pitch. Bickford broke off a great big rainbow. Almost broke Shuba off, too. Well, Snyder is up. 7-0 in score. The Dodgers have not scored in the last 19 innings. Shut out by Raffensperger and didn't score the last 5 innings at Pittsburgh. Pitches over to Snyder for a strike. Oh, that's a long time. They are run drought, isn't it? 19 innings. Sutton probably wondering, when are we going to get the first one? Bickford ahead, Bob, and his pitch comes down. Swung on, pulled to the right side. Sisti up with it. Close to first, and they get one. The ball was not hit too sharply, so they made sure of the front man, cardinal rule in baseball. Snyder hitting into a force play. Sisti, the second baseman, to Buddy Kerr, the shortstop. So Shuba is erased at the middle stop, and it brings up Jackie Robinson. Jack batting at 323. Walked in the first inning, grounded to second base in the fourth inning. Infield set up in double play position now. The runner on at first base and one out. Snyder leading away. Torgerson holding the bag tightly against him. Bickford takes a look. Goes into Robinson. One on and foul right down below us. And Red made a hot left field. We'll take a souvenir home to Billy McBarber. Big, bad Braves came down from Boston having a tea party here. Last half of the sixth. 7-0. Bickford in with a pitch, one on, hit down to short. Kerr, well, nice one-hand pickup, touches second, goes to first for a double play, and there's a three-man collision out of second base. Sisti and Kerr, and then, just to say hello, the Duke came in there and dug up some of our Ebbets Field real estate. And they all went down. This is quite a day we're having around here. Double play, and for the Braves, that is now their 26th. Well, friends, before we get you back to the old redhead, I'll give you a quick look at the post-serial scoreboard. The National League, New York at Philadelphia, and at the end of 7 innings, the score is 6-1 in favor of the Phillies. Kurt Simmons going. Coslow started, Sal Magley in the fifth, and Kirby Higbee in the seventh inning. Sisler in his fifth home run in the fourth inning with a man on. Del Ennis his fourth home run in the sixth with a man aboard. Pittsburgh playing at Chicago. Frank Killer for the Little Bears, and Chambers for Pittsburgh. And it's a 2-2 tie at the end of 4 rounds. Cincinnati and St. Louis, they'll go at it at Portsmouth Park tonight. In the American League, Philadelphia and New York, as Red told you, it's Ed Barrow Day. Nothing at the end of 1.5. Cooks Wise, former Cub, going for Philadelphia, and Vic Rashke for New York. Boston 4, Washington nothing at the end of 6 innings. Chicago and Cleveland. It's a 2-1 ball game in favor of the White Sox. Bobby Feller pitching to hit a home run. And St. Louis and Detroit will play a little later on. So that's it. And now, once again, back at his post, here's the old redhead, Red Ball.
Hello, Connie. Don't you get far off the reservation here. We want to hear from you later on. Seventh inning, Bob Elliott, who has a pair of singles that are three times up. He's sitting now at 259. Big right-hand hitter. Relief pitcher, Bankhead, ready to go, and it's 7-0 Boston. Curveball is in. Ball one. Bankhead is a tall, lithe, slender fellow. He's the first Negro in the history of the major leagues to pitch. Pitched here at Brooklyn, if you recall. Then went down to Montreal. Now back again. Curve, over. Call strike, one and one. Johnny Antonelli is throwing down in the Boston bullpen. Is what he's throwing for, remains to be seen. At any rate, he's keeping ready. Although, as far as the Dodgers are concerned, Bickford's been too rough. Happy around toward left on Bob, who pulls the ball. Pitch it hard out that way. Fastball is very high. Edwards has to reach up a 10, mid on it, pull it down. 2-1. The strong wind, which is not let up. Now, this isn't blowing in gusts. It's just constant. Blows from right field into the left field corner. Off from first base to third base. Bankhead, 2-1. A curve, corner, and middle. Two balls, two strikes. The Braves have run in the first inning, two runs in the third, and four in the fifth. The first run was a gift from a tough sky, but the next six, boy, have been blasted. After the Braves had anybody hitting a single, it's sort of puny. Bankhead deals 2-2. Curve corner, and that's it. Take a strikeout for Elliott. Dodgers snap the ball around. This is the first game of a long homestand. Braves here tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock. Jack Collins, the business manager of the Dodgers, just situated to the post-serial box. There are 12,000 seats, all prices for tomorrow's game. 12,000 seats. One out from Sid Gordon. He hit a big home run earlier. Takes a fastball high inside. Ball one. Sidney walked in the first inning and banged the two-run home run. That was the Sugar Crisper at the end of the third. Sid hitting 270. Right-handed Bankhead delivers. Curve high inside. Ball two. You're talking about something that's loose and limber. You ought to see this Bankhead pitch. He pitches as all he does hasn't got a bone in his body. And Jakes comes down 2-0. Fastball high inside for ball three. Eddie Batan, who is one of the old settlers among the rooters here at Ebbets Field, has been good for us this afternoon, as usual. Down there hollering at Desmond. 2-0 pitch, fastball high inside, ball four. Base on ball. You folks out around the country, anytime you come into this neck of the woods, you're in the sick, you look up and see if the Dodgers are home. Whereas you just haven't been to New York at all if you haven't got to the field. If you haven't seen a ball game in Brooklyn, you just haven't seen one. We got lots of fellows like Batan around here. You know you're on a place that's jumping. Never at all day. If it's going to happen, it'll happen here. Right, 7-0, Boston. One gone, Willard Marshall up. Hit triple, knocked two in. Off Bankhead, you recall. The 15, back, that's that. Will left-hand hitter swings at a fly ball, going deep on the right field. Trello at the base of the scoreboard. Makes the catch. Goes up to second base. Gordon is coming to first. The wind held out up just enough to make it touch. Without the wind today, that ball would have been halfway up on the scoreboard. See, a lot of you haven't been to Brooklyn, have you? Let me show you. The dimension down the right field wall, 297 right down the right field line. It is 395 in the right center field corner.
It is 393 in the left center field corner. It is 351 in back of left field, and in the straight down the left field power wide, it's 348. Double deck stands all the way around except for directly behind right field. That's where the famous wall is. Here's Big Walker Cooper up. Swings and misses the curve. He hasn't a hit in the three at-bats for the Braves, but he batted in the run. And in their seventh, the long fly ball. Big guy swinging from the end. Left field around toward left. There goes Sid Gordon. Cooper swings, drops the ball down the left field corner. Over goes Shuby. Can't get it across the wall for the first hit for Cooper and Harry Gordon around third. He's coming on in scoring. It's a big double by Walker Cooper. So Southford has Gordon running. And Big Cooper hit a 3-1 pitch. Banged it off the left field wall. 348 feet away for his first hit of the Braves. So he bangs in two. Makes it now 8-0 game in favor of Boston. The first six runs started Joe Hatton. The next two is really Mr. Bankhead. Two men gone. Big Cooper, who's not so fast. He can swing that wood. And I think he likes to play for Southwood. Down there, second base. Miller's got him back again. Way ahead of himself. There's 260. SISPI 60. Bought in Buffalo. Into the Braves quite a few years. Did move outfield, infield. Right hand hitter. Pretty good one. Fastball down on his feet. All one. It may be that Chuck wants Newcomb to work an inning or so to tune up today. We'll see. I know left-hander Antonelli continues throwing in the left field corner for the Braves. Boston on top, 8-0. The Braves looking for their first win of the Dodgers this year. Brooklyn swept the two-game series at Boston earlier. 1-0 pitch, curve low, and it is ball two. Boss Southworth pushing it third. He's an energetic figure. Johnny Cooney pushing it first base. Southworth has my most complete admiration. Make it throw. Billy has had to beat himself twice. You know, the hardest thing in the world is for a man to beat himself. He went out of the major leagues. One time, you know, he was manager with the Cardinals. But all the way down to the bottom, had to start up again. Class D ball. And he just won his own fight. He came back to be manager of the Cardinals again and won World Championships. And he went on to Boston. Pitch inside, ball three. And if there was one thing on the face of the earth that Southworth loved that son of his. And he was a great boy. And he was worth that devotion. And he had a fine war record. And then you recall, he went off a runway, landing at LaGuardia Field, and his body wasn't found for months. And Southworth, Nelly, was torn apart. But he survived that. You gotta like a fellow that's right. 3-1 pitch now to 60. Low, ball four. He's aboard, base on ball. That's three walks given up by Bankhead. Or should we say, it looks slightly less than brilliant in his relief assignment. Of course, the testing point is, can he throw the ball at all after pulling that muscle? I'll let Desmond spell it, but if you tell me the muscle he pulled at Chicago was the supraspinatus. Try that one on your ukulele. So one run in. One of the first and second for Boston here in the seventh inning. 8-0 favor the Braves, who are hitterish, to put it mildly. Buddy Carr has one hit for three at-bats, a shortstop, batting 181 for the year. That feels slightly into left. Bankhead stops, deals, curves one on line into right center field for a base hit. They could wave the right third base. And let's see, Sister comes in to third, and Carr holds the first for the winning single. Second run of the inning on the ninth of the game, and all for the Braves. Carr hits a line single on the right center field. One batted in to him. Just around the third. And the Braves Cougars continue on the warpath. We've got a little scalping party here in Flatbush. Hodges over to mound, talking to Bankhead. Pitcher Vern Bickford, who hasn't won a game this year, is sort of edging into the catbird seat, I would think, wouldn't you? He's had it himself, and his teammates have gotten 9 runs. For the Christmas time on the 13th of May. Bankhead working for the third out. Men at first and third. Pitches high inside of the Bickford has to get back out of the way. Sisters can run. Leading down off third and foul ground. So in the event he's hit with a batted ball, he would not be automatically out. Car off first. Second base open. Outfield back into right. Bickford takes high inside for ball two. Bankhead behind now. 2-0. Seventh man to come up here in the seventh inning. Braves out in front, 9-0. 6 runs off Hatton, 3 off Bankhead. Fastball over for a false strike. Preacher Rowe is going down to the book and bullpen, I guess, to carry some instructions. He's not taking a glove with him. He's going down and is talking to Newcomb. Duke and Erskine both throwing. Pitch. Over for striking 2-2. Ross still talking with Newton. He ran down there, too. Apparently he was under orders. We got to get a station break here as soon as we can. It's long, upper half of the seventh inning. But if you think it's long, how long do you think Bankhead thinks it is? 2-2 pitch. Thankfully, pitch to Edgar throws it. So, without further ado, with the Braves picking up 2 here to go ahead 9-0, we will pause for station identification.
See if you can come up with a right answer. Tell me, how quick is quick?
Oh, how about a fella knocking off his first bowl of Sugar Crisp? Is that quick enough?
Give that man a case of Sugar Crisp. Yes, friends, it's a fact. You'll sail right through that first bowl of Sugar Crisp once you discover how doggone good it is. Now, this exciting new Post cereal is fun to eat. It's wholesome puffed wheat with a delicious sugar and honey coating. You just pour on the milk or cream, skip the sugar, and get set for the happiest new breakfast treat in years and years. Okay, Red.
Right on, Connie. What were you talking about?
Sugar Crisp.
Yes, sir. Sugar Crisp. Pomp Lawler, first up, last to seven. Takes the pitch in for a call strike. Pick for the right hander for the Braves. Pitches the call, hits it from foul up by third base. Close to the stand. Elliott's getting over. Close. He's got it. All up against the railing along third there. Foul ball to the third base. One up and one to close out. Last to the seventh. That was about as quick as you could say. Sugar Crisp again, wasn't it? One gone. Bickford has been quite efficient. Find an executioner out here. Pitching a very good game. Gil Hodges, who has Brooklyn's one hit, which is sort of a scribble. Very much a scribble. At the end of the bat down to first, could have been scored an error very easily, one way or the other. Fastball over, called. But the official scorer, like the umpire, has got to call it now, one way or the other. So that's the only hit so far. In fact, that's why you have an official score, to rule on something that is adopted status. Newcomb continues throwing. Erskine has stopped down the Brooklyn bullpen. And another throwing in the Boston bullpen. Bickford deals, misses with his change up the fastball, ball one. A ball up strike. And a big BC6 bringing away in. And one pitch, curveball's going on a high top fly. There's shortstop Carr backing up under it. He got it. Thinking about DC-6s, that was one that brought the Dodgers in from Cincinnati. Captain Harry Clark of American Airlines up there. And it was a great flight. And then 17,500. That's eating high up on the hog, boy. Two down, last to seventh. Then Billy Cox picks a changeup over for a called strike. Dick has got everything working now. Beautiful. Beautiful. Pickford with one out, walked three men in the first inning. Then he struck out Perillo, got him to take a third strike, and got Hodges on a ground ball. Otherwise, he hadn't been threatened. Cox hits a bounding ball past the mound. Out of turn, and he's going to base hit. This is hit number two. And if nothing else, to take any swing away from that little split hit of Hodges in the fourth inning. Naturally, you get along this far, people begin to say, well, it'd be a shame if the guy is really going for one of those no-hitters if he just doesn't get any scribble in there. But that matter is now settled. That's a clean single for Cox at the center. Hit number two off Pickford. 9-0 over the Rays, and the batter is Bruce Edwards. Passing around to the left. Cox off first. Edwards takes a fastball low. All one. Gene Hermanski has walked out on deck, apparently to hit for Bankhead if Edwards can save him a life. And Newcomb is the only pitcher working in the Brooklyn bullpen. So adding up, we're all going down to talk to Newcomb just now, etc. Erskine stopping his work, and Newcomb continuing his. Apparently you feel that Manager Schaffer would like to see Newcomb get an inning or so tuned today. Ball, no strike. Edwards, up at the plate, right-hand batter. Swings, ball strike. One and one. We just have had word from the clubhouse and from Doc Wendler, the trainer, that Pee Wee Reese, in his collision with Jackie Robinson, banged his windpipe. No abrasion and nothing serious, he's all right. Glad to send that word to you. Pickford steps off the mound. He gets on. The town call. Edwards out. Pickford set. Delivers. Edwards takes high inside. Ball two. Seeing what news that we're very happy to tell you about, we're glad to find out today that John L. Smith of the Brooklyn official family, who had a serious operation some 10 weeks ago, is feeling increasingly better. Now the good weather is coming. On occasion, he's out in Prospect Park and around, getting the sunshine. 2-1 pitch, swung on, fouled off. Of course, you know that's brand new. About a grand person. Smith, of course, is known wherever there are doctors and chemists. Is one of the outstanding contributors such fields as development of penicillin, Caramias. 2-2 pitch to the curve high, ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Two gone, Cox is first. Waves to tomorrow, 12,006, all prices. The 3-2 pitch, Cox goes, of course, and it is ball four Edwards. Edwards now has two on. The first walk that he has had to surrender since the three back-to-back in the first inning in Hermanski. Gene Hermanski was hitting for Dan Bankhead. Bankhead, who has pitched the last three innings, has given up the last three runs. Manski, a left-hand batter, 2-for-4 this year. He's been strictly a pinch hitter. Takes a fastball over for a called strike. Antonelli continues working for the Braves, the left-hander. Newcomb gets his jacket. He's coming back into the bench, and it is obvious that Big Don will test his right arm next inning against the Braves. Throw, swung on, line drive, ball. down into the boxes way down the right field corner. No balls, two strikes. Lansky, strong, muscular left-hand hitter. Buford walking back into the dugout. Bill Hatton started for Brooklyn and was jawed loose. A home run by Gordon in the third and a home run by Jeff Gordon in the fifth. He's out of there. The first six runs tossed to Hatton. Makes it through the bank there. 9-0 Boston. Two strikes to Hermansky, who takes a curve low. One ball, two strikes. Newcomb scales his gloves out onto the grass. Distance foul ground halfway between the plate and first base. So he's the next pitching. Lansky's hitting for Bankhead. Donyan has been home resting that bad arm of his all the past week. Another ball high outside to Hermansky. 2-2. Plays 9. Dodgers nothing. And the Dodgers, of course, trying to rally, recoup, reform, and in other ways, get back into the ball game. Bobby Hull, Ducky right-hander, who leads for the Braves, is now up and throwing. 2-2 pitch. Way high outside for ball 3. And Pickett said he didn't want to pitch that ball again. So catcher Cooper makes the exchange. That's another one that played on Larry Getz. Johnny Jorgensen is going over to the Brooklyn bat rack. Eddie Mixes scheduled to hit next if Romanski gets on. Mixes is a right-hand batter. And as Connie pointed out to you, when Mixes took over in the ball game for Reese, that Mixes is primarily noted for his ability with the glove. All right, Posterios, happy to send you another big one from Brooklyn. Runner is going. The 3-2 pitch is ball 4. Johnny Jorgensen, the spider. Coming on the hit for the third baseman, Mixes. In the seventh inning, there's the announcer. Jorgensen is also one. He's an almost a forgotten man on the ball club, so to speak. John Morgan coming up and Billy Cox around. He's never lost his ability to smile while he's been grinding up these tough days. After around toward right, two out, three on. Pitch is low inside, ball one to the spider. I don't think he weighs 140 pounds. He has great timing. Open stance, left-hand hitter. Cox on third. Edwards off second. Mansky off first. The ball strike. Bob Chipman, the left-hander, gets up. Adamelli gets out of there. Adamelli was currently destroying and shooting south. Bobby Hull, the right-hander, and Chipman, the left-hander, both working in the bullpen for the Braves in the event that Bickford has lost his touch. The Dodgers trying to penalize him. Boston ahead. 9-0. There'll be two men out. A single by Cox, and then Bickford adding to his own troubles. It walks to Edwards and pinch hitter Hermansky. Cash stand. The 1-1 pitch. Paul steps to fair ball at the shoulders on the outside. Jorgensen steps back and kicks on the decision to Getz. Getz answered him back in kind. Johnny gets in. Catcher Cooper down in his crouch. Larry gets working into the crack between the catcher and the left-hand hitter. Leaned up the catcher's right shoulder. Pitcher deals a high outside curve. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2. The Dodgers trying to do something about this 9-0 deficit. The Braves have slapped on them. This is the last of the seventh inning. Two out, three on. 2-2 pitch. High outside to Gary Cruz. Fastball. Shots all the way. An automatic running hit. 3-2 and two men ball. Jorgensen shoulders that stick now on his left shoulder. Now starts to pump it. Backs out of there. Dick is taking a little time for him. Paid crowd, 19,488. And they're hooping and hollering here at Brooklyn. Boy, this ballpark is always alive. Let us go. The preacher pitch. Ball four. It's a 1-4 swing. And the one. This is the main goal. Billy Southwaite runs out to the mound. First time he's gone out there today. He is staying with Bickford, leading him in. So Bickford runs his shot out, and his hopes for collecting a case of Sugar Crisp for such a feat. He's walked three straight men following a single to a runner's home. The batter is George Stuba. It's a 9-1 ball game, and the first run the Dodgers have scored now in 20 innings. They were forced upon it. Upfield toward right on Stuba, left hand hitter. Swings at a ground ball to the right side. Sisti has a getaway from him. It's an error, all hands are safe, and another run in. It's an error at short. The bases remain loaded, and run number two is in. Well, that was the break the Dodgers were looking for as they start to have a big inning now. A boot by Sisti of a ground ball hit right at him. The bases remain loaded. It is a 9-2 ball game. And the batter is Duke Snyder. Takes a fastball high outside. Ball one. Only the first run can be earned. No additional runs can be earned if the Dodgers get any more. The second run is not earned. Sitting by Getz inspecting the ball. The bases remain up for the Fuller Brooklyns. The Braves 9 and the Dodgers 2. A single with two outs, three bases on balls, and error at second base. We had two runs in, three on. Snyder up there, 1-0. Swings and busts the ball out into left field. A line drive right at Willie Marshall, who grabs it for the out. Still, that ends up. Two runs, one hit, one error, three left. End of seven innings, nine runs. They're all earned on 10 hits and one error for the Braves. Two runs, the first one earned, two hits. And for Brooklyn, no error. It is Post Cereals sending it all to you from here in Brooklyn. You know the famous Post Cereals? Post Toasters, Post Grape Nuts, Grape Nuts Flakes, Post Raisin Bran, 40% Bran Flakes, Post Tim, and the newest is Post Sugar Crisp. Jorgensen, who hit for Mixes at third, goes to third. Don Newcomb comes on to be the pitcher and will pitch to the top of the order. Jeff Rowe, as we move into the eighth inning. Newcomb, big right-hander. Been home with an ailing arm. Manager shot and sent him home from Chicago. When he found he couldn't pitch, he said, okay, go home and get a complete rest. You can't rest around the ball club. Newcomb's on the mound. The Phillies knock off the Giants 7-1 to tighten their hold in first place in the National League. It's a 2-2 tie between the Pirates and the Cubs at the end of six. Cincinnati's at St. Louis tonight. In the American League, the Yankees at the end of 2.5 lead the Athletics 4-0 on Ed Bauer Day. Washington has come up with four runs in the seventh and tied the Red Sox at 4-4, and the Red Sox are now batting the eighth inning, 4-4 tie. Chicago at Cleveland, White Sox 2 and the Cleveland Indians 1. Cleveland bat in the seventh inning. Newcomb's got a couple more pitches to throw, so what do you say that we pause briefly for station identification? Thank you.
Sam Zetterall, who burned up the woods with Montreal in the International League last year. Switch hitter, batting left-handed. Sam, of course, is the first Negro player in the history of the Braves. Boy, he's been some ball player for him. Most hits in the league, 33. Five of them, home runs. Swings at a high foul ball. Two separates, the catcher coming back. He's under it. He's got it. That's all, falling out. One gone, beginning of the eighth. Rook in infield is now Hodges at first base, Robinson at second. Billy Cox is playing short, and the third baseman is Johnny Jorgensen. First time Johnny has been able to wear a glove this year in a game. Earl Torgerson, one hit for three at-bats. Swings and hits a ground ball slowly toward second. Robinson's up, goes to first. Just in time, and Torgerson's out. First baseman for Lou Jordan, giving it the thumb. Nice play by Robbie. Now Bob Elliott. Big third baseman has two line singles that are four times up. Right-handed Newcomb kicks, throws, fastball inside. Newcomb is fast. If he's ready to pitch again, some of the Brooklyn pitching problems may be solved. After all, you don't go very far when your ace is not even with you back home resting his arm. The Braves here tomorrow, 12,000 seats. All prices. Throw, swung on a ground ball down to third. Jorgensen up with it. Fires over to first base in time. They hit and fired, and this one puts the crowd down 1-2-3. Which in itself is encouraging. 9-2, over the Braves. Talking about Brooklyn pitchers, did you know that the Dodger pitching staff gave up fewer hits than any other National League pitching staff last season? You didn't? It's a fact. That's just one interesting fact out of thousands that you'll discover in the 1950 Dodger yearbook. You'll see personal write-ups and statistics on every man on the roster, pictures and dimensions of every National League ballpark, all kinds of exciting, interesting information. That's what you'll get in the new Dodger yearbook if you get your copy. And to get your copy, just mail a box top from any post cereal package or the front panel of a Sugar Crisp bag, plus a quarter, the Dodger Yearbook, Box 79, Brooklyn 1, New York. Remember, this is the same book that costs 50 cents at Ebbets Field, but you get it for only 25 cents. Plus the box top from any post cereal package or the front panel of a Sugar Crisp bag. So write to Dodger Yearbook, Box 79, Brooklyn 1, New York, and be sure to give your own name and address, yeah? Robinson, first up, last of the eighth. Right-handed Bickford delivers. Curve outside. All up. Right. 9-2 Boston. Bickford with a seven-run lead delivers. Robinson hits the deep short. Carr is up. The shortstop throw is in time, and Robbie is out last time. One up, one away. Last of the eighth. Carl Fiorello was involved in a very pivotal turn of the game when in the first inning, with the Braves leading 1-0, Bickford with one out walked three straight dodgers. But then he induced Fiorello to look at a third strike. Carl swings at a high foul ball. There's catcher Walker Cooper coming back, getting under it, and takes it. He accepts it easily for out number two. Who are gone last of the eighth. Hodges, who has one hit, an infield stretch single. Dodgers have only two hits. Hodges batting 311. Then he continues going out toward left. Fine crowd, lots of sunshine here at Ebbets Field. Curve over. Call strike. Billy Lowe's, boy from Queens, out here on Long Island warming up for the Dodgers. Cut a ball in under the chin, 1-1. Laws is a bonus player, missed to be the Brooklyn this year, unless the Dodgers wish to take their chances of losing him at waivers. 1-1 pitch, 1-1 foul back. 1-2. Newcomb pitched a very good inning. He showed manager shot in something. Needed just a little work, a little tuning up. One and two pitch, curve swung on and kept foul outside first base. Tomorrow's game on Sunday is 2 o'clock. For those of you out and around the country listening in on our coast-to-coast broadcast, in addition to our local one here in New York, there is a New York State Sunday law that no athletic event, that's a baseball game, not any athletic event, cannot start before 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. 1-2 pitch, curve swung on and hit high out of the short right center field. Second baseman Sister back under it, and he's got it. So the Dodgers go down, routinely enough, rather docilely in the park. 1-2-3, last of the eighth. And Bickford regained his mastery. So at the end of eight, it is 9-2 in favor of the Braves. In the American League, at the end of three innings, it's the Yankees 5 and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees, Burra and Brown have hit home runs. The A's, Wise, Scheib, and Fowler have been. Newcomb going out to the mound to pitch the ninth inning. At the end of eight innings, the Boston Red Sox are leading Washington 5-1. And Dobson is pitching in the ninth inning, trying to get Washington out of there and save the one-run lead. Should have two gone all the way for Washington. Staub started for Boston, Masterson in the seventh, when Washington got four runs to tie it, and Dobson has come on in the ninth. Ed Williams and Walt Dropo have hit home runs for the Red Sox. The end of seven innings, it's a 2-2 tie between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Kane pitching for Chicago. Feller went the first seven innings and hit a home run for Cleveland, and Flores is pitching in the eighth. For the Browns of Detroit, Garver will go for the Brownies and Trucks for the Tigers. Final score in the National League, the Phillies up there in first place, 7 runs, 7 hits, and no errors behind Kurt Simmons, his fourth win against one setback. For the Giants, a run, only 3 hits, so Simmons, no errors. Carslow, Magley, and Higbee from New York, and Carslow, the starter, was the loser. At the end of 6.5 innings, a 2-2 tie between the Pirates and the Cubs. And the Reds play St. Louis tonight, and that's that. You're 9-2, Braves leading here at Brooklyn, and Sid Gordon up, and Newcomb pitches him high for ball one. Gordon has one hit for two official at bats. There's 2 walks. Strong, stocky right-hand hitter, takes high inside, ball two. Sitting 270. Ball, curveball high inside, and it's ball three. 3-0. Newcomb is big, about 6'5", 240 pounds, 235 pounds. And he's bigger than the side of a house. Throws, all four. And Gordon picks up his third walk this afternoon. The Braves now had a half a dozen free passes given to them, and Bickford has walked 6 of the Dodgers. Our thing about Bickford is he's been wild in 2 spurts. He walked 3 straight in the first inning and 3 straight again in the seventh. Will Marshall has had a single and a triple. A 10-hitter. Ball strike. Keep him off the hands. Marshall's hitting 272. That feels good, right? Pitch swung on. A high top fly. Deep back to third. It may be trouble. It is in there for a base hit. It's in there for a single. Schubert running over as fast as he could. Took a step away. But got the ball on the bounce. The ball dropped about 5 feet fair. Deep back to third base. Wide into short left field. Single for Marshall. Swing laid
off that pitch and dunked her in there. Division's third hit today. Hit number one off Newcomb. So the Braves are leading 9-2. They just soon open the gap. Cooper, the catcher, up, puts a curve inside. Walker Cooper, 1-4. Got a base hit, line double his last trip. Hatfield toward left. Cooper swings it up. Drives on deep to the right center field. It's way out there, and it is in the center field, lower center field stands. For a big home run for Cooper. That's his first home run of the year and his second straight hit for the Braves, and it makes it now 12-2 in favor of Boston. And it's a case of the Sugar Crisp to the Walker Cooper household. Yes, sir. So he banged that one deep in a low right center field stand, right back in the sign where it says 376 feet. Three rows of seats in there. He hung it in. Nobody out. Three runs home. Braves have widened the gap even more. Well, they really had their hitting shoes on. And Sibby's sister stepping in. Had no hit today. Cuts and fouls this one in the lower first base stand. Now, Newcomb was really jarred. His home run hurt you. Cooper knocked in five runs today in his debut with the Braves. Fastball over for a ball, second strike. Hatfield ran toward left. Throw, one on and miss. Third ball. Strike three. So Sibby has had a rather rough afternoon. He struck out twice. He's gone 0-4. Got on once for the walk, and he's made an error. Buddy Carr has two hits for four at bats. Locked in a run. Was in 190. He's struggling to get that average up to above 200. Comes back and puts in at the knees. Ball one. Billy Lowe's continues throwing down the Brooklyn bullpen. For Boston, a big Cooper, really putting a big one in the center field stands. 12, the Dodgers 2. Ball strike on the outside, 1-1. Imagine Southworth now is very pleased to have this big Cooper with him. Put that ball up there and catch him. Now he traded him a couple days ago for Ryan. Curve, one side, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Newcomb, who went along swimmingly in the eighth inning, got wet in the ninth. Two-one pitch, swung on a line drive, right in center field. Carr coming up for his third hit. That one would have knocked the horns off Big Don if he'd had any. So a line single, right over the pitcher's head, right in center field. And Vern Bickford has been a rich man all afternoon. He's been on the cunning side of the street. Yes, sir. Going after his year's first win. He's got a 10-run lead now here in the ninth inning. Dodgers looking for the bunt. He tries it, misses. Why would you have the pitcher bunt with one out and a man on first in the ninth? Well, because he might go out and not move the man from first, so he might waste him. Or he might, if you line the swing, hit into a double play, even worse. You bunt him, at least you get some out of the out. There's a bunt. Newcomb off the mound, fields it. Throw goes to first base. Bickford is out of sacrifice. Sacrifice of himself, and so giving up the second out, which they figured the pitcher would cost him anyhow. They move Carr into a better scoring position at second base. It's a matter of percentage. If you're one place, then get a better place.
Sam Jethro has one hit, home run. Dead in the fifth inning. Switch hitter batting left hander. Hitting at 344. He's a rookie, of course. Montreal last year. Swings and has a high foul into the third base stand. The ball is one strike. Jethro is extremely quick. He's a very slender fella. Looks almost bony. Well, he can run. And in running, he makes it look easy. There's a lot of talk about the league, about who can outrun the other in 100 yards, Jethro or Bobby Thompson of the New York Giants. Jethro swings and swings all the way around. The ball's too straight. Two gone, third, second. 12-2, favor the Braves. A lot of people think that Jethro is the fastest fellow in Spike Shoe. Leo DeRocha and the Giants, they say that Bobby Thompson can outrun anybody in baseball at 100 yards. Someday they may match it. I want to see it. Duker's pitch swung on and missed. Strike three, and Jethro stuck out on a curveball in at the hand. Three runs. Big Cooper following a walk and a single, but blasting one. Three hits, one man left. Now it's time for the ninth coming about. We'll soon have a decision. You know what it is. It's now 12-2 in favor of the Braves. The Three Ways Wonderful. That's Post Sugar Crisp, the marvelous new cereal that's made from wholesome puff wheat with a delightful coating of sugar and honey. Folks, just let me tell you, it's just fun to eat any one of three ways. At breakfast, pour Sugar Crisp in your cereal bowl and just add milk and cream. And then you can skip the sugar because this exciting new cereal is just sweet enough. For snacks in between meals is perfect too. And third, you just eat it right out of the bag like candy. Anytime, anywhere. Now, for example, you could be nibbling it right now while you're listening in. Yes, there's a cereal. It's dandy. For snacks, it's handy. Or eat it like candy. Look for Post Sugar Crisp in the red, white, and blue cellophane bag at your grocery. Try it real soon, yeah? And the Post folks, hope you're enjoying this ball game. We'll have another one for you next Saturday. Glad we got you down. There's Billy Cox, who singled his last time up. It was the first real hit off Bickford, the second hit off Bickford. He's only given up two, and for Cox, it's his only hit this year out of seven official at-bats. Swings at a ground ball down to short. Buddy Carr charges up with the fires to first, and that's all for Cox. One up and one gone. Last time of the night. Bruce Edwards marching up there with the lumber, and Jim Russell, who came to the Dodgers from the Braves, is going over to the bat rack, apparently two hits for Newcomb. Don pitched the last two innings, and all three of the Brooklyn pitches, first Happen, then Bankhead, then Newcomb, all were scored on. Edwards fouls this pitch back. Bickford, moving along rapidly, and fouling over a scramble for the foul ball. Right-hander deals. There's a high foul close to the first base stand. Still close and back in amongst the customers. The ball is two strikes. One away, nobody on. Mars game, 2 o'clock, 12,000 seats of all prices available. Pitch is swung on, grounded down to short, caught up with it. Throw to first, in time, as it's out, the car is put off the first two. And Russell now reports to the umpire, and here's the announcement. It's authorized by the plate umpire. You know, if you give the umpire the wrong player, you got to get that player and get him up there. And that happened in the World Series of 36. Which is high outside, ball one. No, 37. In the Yankees and Giants. Pitch high outside, the pinch hitter, Russell. Ball one.
Hutchinson 7-for-34, hitting 206. Switch hitter batting left-handed, takes a call strike. 1-1. Two out. Boston 12. Brooklyn 2. Dodgers with two strikes and one out left. Now it's 2 balls, 1 strike. 2-1. Cooper goes out to mound. Remember that World Series game, 37, Harry Gumbut was given to the umpire, and the public address system said Gumbut. But Dick Kaufman came in out of the bullpen, if you recall. So they got Gumbut out of the bench, made him pitch to one hit. As a ball drilled in the right field for a pinch hit single. Third hit for the Dodgers. So Russell comes up with a clean base hit. Number 3 for Brooklyn. Johnny Jorgensen, who was off the 1 for the year, who pinch hit in the 7th inning and drew a base on ball left of the bases there to force in Brooklyn's first run. First run the Dodgers have scored in 20 innings. Jorgy, left-hand hitter, swings and bounces down to first. Ferguson can't find the ball for a minute. Then he does. Steps on the bag for the out and the ball game. So that's all. All runs, one hit in the last half of the 9th inning. So the Braves win the ball game. The 12 runs, 13 hits in there on the Dodgers, 2 runs, 3 hits, and 4 Brooklyn, no error. So that's another score in the second. But, you know, when it comes to keeping an A1 physical shape, it just wouldn't hurt any of us to take a tip from a championship ball club, the Dodgers. You know, they put a lot of emphasis on the right kind of meals in that training program. You'll find a steady performer, like catcher Roy Campanella, saying this. If you want to do a good job every day, all season long, well, you just have to eat properly. And when you remember Roy's remark, folks, remember this too. You aren't eating properly unless you eat a good substantial breakfast. One that includes fruit, bread and butter, beverage, and a cereal. That's the kind of nourishment you need to keep you going strong right through the morning. And for the cereal in that better breakfast lineup, pick your favorite toast cereal. All post cereals are loaded with solid rounds of nourishment. Yes, sir. Eat a better breakfast each day with your favorite post cereal included. In this ball game won by the Braves, 12-2. It's their first win out of 3 meetings with Brooklyn this year. And for the Dodgers, it gives them a third straight defeat. Patton, of course, is the losing pitcher. His record is now 1-2 for the year, 1-1 with Boston, and lifetime is coming far for the Braves. Bickford wins his first game, he's lost 3. He's now 1-1 with Brooklyn, and lifetime he is 4-1 with the Dodgers. Well, I think those are about the salient statistics. Paid attendance 19,488, and you couldn't have asked for a nicer day from the weatherman. 12,000 seats of all prices available for tomorrow's game at 2 o'clock. The Braves have now moved right upon the heels of the Dodgers, only 5 percentage points behind them. Now, in the National League, the Phillies tightened their hold on first place by knocking off the Giants 7-1 behind Curt Simmons. At the end of 7.5 innings, the Chicago Cubs at Chicago are leading the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-3. Cincinnati plays at St. Louis tonight. In the American League, end of 3.5 innings, it's the Yankees 5 and the Athletics nothing. At the end of 8 innings, the Boston Red Sox 5 and the Washington Senators 4. Washington's at bat in the 9th inning. Cleveland and Chicago are tied at 2-2 with the Indians at home and that bat in the 8th inning. And the flash has just come in that Clark in the 8th inning has hit a home run for Cleveland, so the Indians go out ahead for the first time this afternoon. Garver and Trucks are the starting pitchers, St. Louis and Detroit. The fans, that's it. Once again, the Braves 12 and the Dodgers 2. So, as far as the New York folks are concerned, Connie Desmond, Vince Scully, and the old redhead will be back tomorrow afternoon. And as far as you folks on the network are concerned, why, we got a date with you when the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to be here this next Saturday. Coming up. And it's been fun.
bringing you this one for Pope Serios, and we hope you enjoyed it. And if you have, remember that you say thanks every time you bring home a package of any one of the famous Pope Serios. Pope Toasties, Pope Grape Nuts and Grape Nuts Flakes, Post Raisin Bran, 40% Bran Flakes, or Post 10. Say, if you're one of the folks who haven't tried Post Sugar Crisp yet, you just be sure to look for the cellophane bag with the three little bears today. Now, this is the old redhead, Red Barber, saying so long.